How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. There is no way to spin the Monday Raw ratings other than that they were a disaster. The show, 2.95 million viewers, more than 200,000 viewers lower than what had previously been the non-holiday low dating back to 1997, when Raw was losing badly to WCW Monday Nitro. Part of the reason was the NFL's Monday night game featuring the New England Patriots versus the Buffalo Bills. It did 14.26 million viewers, about 2 million more than football has been doing in recent weeks, but not nowhere near a record. It is the first time Raw averaged less than 3 million viewers since 1997. To make matters worse, this was the day after the Survivor Series event where the WWE title changed hands, which usually would lead to at least a strong first hour. In case you need to be reminded, Sheamus now holds the gold after cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase against five-minute champion Roman Reigns. The 3 hours, 8 p.m., 3.19 million viewers. 9 p.m., 2.99 million viewers. 10 p.m., 2.71 million viewers. That is 2 hours that dropped below 3 million viewers for Raw this past Monday night. Obviously, that's going to be a topic of conversation on the show here today. Already have people on the line waiting to talk. We're going to take your text messages as well. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. And stick around, everybody, after the break. How you can sign up to the website for only $3.99. It's Black Friday. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Phone lines are going crazy here. We'll get to them here in a moment. I'm sure everybody wants to talk about the Raw ratings from Monday night. But as noted before the break, Black Friday is here early. And if you are a fan of this radio show and you have never subscribed to WrestlingObserver.com, starting right now, if you head up to WrestlingObserver.com, you can get a full month of unlimited access for $3.99. We do about 20 shows a week. I'm not just talking this show, although you do get immediate commercial-free replays of this show as a subscriber. Wrestling Observer Radio with me and Dave, Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm, Observer Lives, The Brian and Vinny Show, Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly, Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with Mike Sempervivi, After Dark Radio talking the paranormal, Carl Stern's Dragon King Audio, Josh Nason's Punch Out, 20 new shows a week. On top of that, we got 7,000 shows in the archives dating back to 2005. You get the Wrestling Observer newsletter every single week. There's a new issue and a back issue. 35,000 words of news and information on pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. The New York Times of wrestling media. There is nothing like it available for subscribers. You get the Figure Four weekly newsletter. We have every Observer from 91 through 98, every Observer from 2008 through 2015, virtually every Figure Four weekly from 2001 through today. All of that, unlimited access, $3.99 if you sign up right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you like this show, I guarantee this will be the best $3.99 you've ever spent on anything. Anything. What could be better? Coffee? I can't think of anything. Mike, tell everybody how valuable this subscription has been to your life.
Even coffee is more expensive.
That's right.
Than the $3.99. And yeah, well, you'd basically, if you're a wrestling fan, you've ever listened to this show, you're listening to this show now, and you don't do it, you're an idiot. Now, I don't want to judge you too badly, but you are. I mean, look, if you sign up for $3.99, honestly, you're saying it's the best thing you'll ever get for $3.99, not counting, never mind. It is the best value you'll get for $3.99 if you're a wrestling fan. And I really don't see how somebody, if they subscribe and start digging through what is there. I mean, just think of what Dave Meltzer alone is worth in his back catalog of writing and what's still to come from him, for God's sakes. And on top of that, all of the shows that cover wrestling from every corner of the globe, literally. You know, with Alan, the Cinemette I did with Alan, talking about Europe and talking about some of the different things on the Japanese scene that have nothing to do with New Japan. It's, you know, in what he writes for the Figure Four Weekly newsletter is amazing. And again, Dr. Luch is on here every week talking Mexico. You get to, you know, see more about what he does. It is an amazing value. It really is.
All I will say, then we'll move on, is that when we did this last year, of all of the new people that signed up for the first time ever, about 80% kept their subscription. So that right there is a testimonial for everybody. WrestlingObserver.com, $3.99. Head up
and
there.
And the other 20% demanded Josh Nason. And since that time, Josh Nason now talks business of MMA with a wide variety of journalists and personalities in the mixed martial arts community, which is a great show as well.
Sure. WrestlingObserver.com.
Those 20 will come back.
Check it out. Let's go to the phones. The studio line, you're on the air.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
Here comes the big selling point of this show.
I was just going to say, Ryan, you're the number one selling point for this Black Friday special. What's up?
Okay. What I'd like to say is the Top Kill group reminds me of it would be the Brooklyn Brawler, which is Sheamus, Nikolai Volkoff, which is obviously Rusev, and Wade Barrett obviously reminds me of Barry Horowitz. So that's... they need something better than that, and the way I would improve would be bring up Samoa Joe and Finn Balor, and you'd have to replace them with a suitable replacement from, say, TNA, like Austin Aries, and maybe EC3, like offer them the big bucks to be your headliners for NXT.
Well, Ryan, I don't disagree with anything that you said, except I'm not sure about some of your comparisons there. But
EC3
you know what?
Kind of, sort of, already was a headliner for NXT.
You know what? Who did he compare the Brooklyn Brawler to? Wade Barrett?
Yes.
Okay, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. This is what happens when you take a guy like Wade Barrett and you beat him on every single show for 3 months, and then all of a sudden all of your headliners get hurt, and you're like, uh-oh, well, we need a heel in our top stable. Let's use Wade Barrett. That was Ryan's best call maybe in years. He's absolutely right. They have created a group of mid-carders and jobbers, and now that all of the main stars that they relied on are out of the picture, these are now their new headliners. And obviously he's right. They need something else. I would bring up Samoa Joe. Well, I would bring up Finn Balor.
These are roadblocks to be thrown in the way as Roman Reigns works his way through the authority, and whether Seth Rollins had gotten hurt or not, this was a real possibility that this could happen, and they will be treated accordingly, whether we like it or not. Look, it bothers me that finally, you know, Rusev and Wade Barrett and guys I actually like are in positions, you know, your Kevin Owens, even Shane looks. I don't hate Sheamus. I just don't like the position he's in. But these guys are now getting a chance, and it's the lowest rated Raws in a long time. With that said, when I look at what their chance is going to be, which will just be fodder on the way to getting to what in theory would have been Triple H, I guess, or in a way is still is. But then your claim and run to the championship, what are these guys really going to be anyway? You know, along the line here, when it comes up to being head up with Roman Reigns, this is a lot of probably fill time to get to WrestleMania. So again, I thought the show, you know, there were hits and misses with it on Monday night. I don't think it was, of a lot of shows recently, I don't think this was the one I would have picked that creatively should have gotten the lowest Raw rating in what, 20 years or whatever it is. But they put themselves in this position.
I'm not surprised it did this badly. I mean, the show has been boring. All of the stars are gone. And if you're bored and you're on the edge and you're wondering if you should watch this show anymore, and then you find out that Sheamus won the title, yeah, I got other things to do on a Monday night. Now, granted, I would bet that if the football game next week does not do 14 million viewers, Raw will probably be up above 3 million. But, I mean, come on. Here, you know, I've been thinking about this. This is a very important key to all of this. Kind of ties into the Black Friday special, but I won't keep plugging that. I'll talk about the WWE Network. every month or every 3 months when they do an investors call, they talk about the WWE Network numbers, and we find out how many people signed up and what the churn was. You know what the churn is, right? That's how many people quit. So whether it's the WWE Network or WrestlingObserver.com or your local Starbucks or any business, there is going to be what is called the turnover, where, for example, there's, let's say we got 100 people that train at my jiu-jitsu school. If I look 5 years down the road, how many of those people are still going to be training? Some are going to drop out because they move. Some people might get hurt. Some people may decide they want to try another sport. Whatever the reason, there's going to be a turnover. Some of them are going to leave. And so as a business owner, it's my responsibility to bring new people in to replace those people that dropped out. The turnover rate. Well, in the old days when you were flipping through the channels and you turned on WCW Saturday Night and you were like, oh my God, this is awesome. Maybe you tuned in late and the next thing you know, the show's over and you think, oh my God, I got to find this next week. A new fan was created. Well, here we are in 2015 and obviously Raw is losing viewers in surprising numbers. And my question is, where are these new fans coming from? What human being is flipping through the channels and they find a show on Monday night that they kind of like, but they realize it's 3 hours long? It's not like a football game where you root on your team and if your team's not playing, you don't have to watch. No, if you want to follow wrestling, you got to watch Raw every single week. And you are asking a first-time viewer, a new fan, to devote 3 hours to a show that is at least 1 hour too long. And there's tons of filler, and there's tons of downtime, and it's often boring. The issue with Raw is that this show is 3 hours long, and they're losing viewers, and they're not gaining new ones. Because it's very, very difficult to gain new fans when your show is 3 hours long. They're killing their turnover! Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Going to go back to the phones here in a moment. If you want the numbers, WrestlingObserver.com is the place to go. All of the numbers are up there. We'll do some text messages as well. Want to mention that if you head into the WWE Network's Vault section, you will be pleased to discover a bunch of WCW, NWA World Championship Wrestling television shows. I mentioned WCW Saturday Night, the old WTBS time slot, 6:05. Those are going into the vault as we speak. Mike, are you excited?
I've already seen a couple.
And?
I can remember sitting there watching the leading to Starrcade 85 with like Buddy Landell challenging Terry Taylor and J.J. Dillon challenging Terry Taylor for the national title, one of my favorite titles. And, yeah, I'm happy. So, a lot of it, you know, the 2 hour show that was, aired on Saturday night, most of the ones that I've kind of flipped through saw the duration time. They've all been cut down to about an hour or so. A lot of music has to be cut out. There's probably a lot of language that, you know, for the times probably needed to be cleaned up at times. But, I'm happy. Things like this, things like adding Georgia and Mid-South and all that other stuff. You know, it's amazing. We talked about it on the show yesterday. One more time, it was brought up that they're, you know, the average wrestling fan that's out there and is passionate about this stuff and still watching, we're all around the same age. We're between 35 and 45 years old, which means if we're this diehard of fans now, we all cut our teeth on what we saw back in the day. And instead of trying to run from what they have or hide it or say it's not important, look, I understand that a lot of people aren't watching this stuff, but I can guarantee you if you put it out there, you'll be able to hook in a fan. It may not be, you know, 10 out of 10. But if you get 1-2 fans that see that older stuff, get so interested in wrestling that they become as devout and as faithful as some of us, you know, that are doing this show or listening to this show right now are, I mean, what's better than that? Because if you get them, your hooks in them, you have them for life and stuff like that from the past. I mean, there's still a lot of value there that can be, I mean, look, just for the guys that are wrestling right now, a lot of them should go back and pick a move that hasn't been done in 30 years or a line that hasn't been uttered in 30 years and try to add that into their repertoire. So if it works for the guys inside of the business, it works for the fans as well.
To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from California.
Yes, Ryan.
Hey, question for you. Finn Balor, I was wondering if there's any plans for him coming up to the main roster. I've been watching the product for a while, and he's one of the first guys that's really caught my attention in NXT as an immediate star. I mean, do you possibly see him to be successful on the main roster, being booked like Sheamus initially when he won the title, possibly as a surprise entrant in the Rumble and winning it? I'll take your comments off air.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Well, Finn Balor, I know they have a Titantron for him already. I don't think that they're going to call him up as the NXT champion. And so I think that we'll have a better idea come this next TakeOver event. If he loses to Samoa Joe, I think you'll see him at the Royal Rumble or something like that, or maybe even earlier. If he does not lose to Samoa Joe, then I don't think they'll call him up before WrestleMania. But I've been wrong before. Believe me.
Love some sort of open chat. Him debuting at WrestleMania because of the crowd that's there and what they would do for him. The fact that he would get a lot of time to do that entrance, and it would really be something, you know, I really wouldn't do it until then. And hopefully they will have a good plan for him coming out of that too, and he just doesn't fall into the 50-50 club. I don't think he will, actually, for a long, long time. I think he's going to be one of those guys that probably, to a lot of people who have only purely been WWE fans, they'll be surprised how much good faith that this guy has built up amongst wrestling fans.
All right, to the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
I have some kind of breaking women's news. I don't know if you're aware of this, but a former guest of the show, Santana Garrett,
is now a multi-time 10-belt champion.
Wow.
Yeah, she, besides the two main ones being Shine and the NWA women's title, she has now added the Stardom title to her collection. And I guess she's now like the ultimate dragon of women's wrestling.
How about that? Well, you know he's right. Ultimo Dragon did hold the octuple crown at
sort
one
of,
point.
I guess.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
you know, the bigger deal of that is you beat, I know I'm going to say this wrong again, Io Shirai, since I've been saying it like that for years, but Io Shirai, I guess it is. That's the biggest part of this because she's kind of a big deal over there. For those who are unaware, the Shirai sisters rolled with Kana over there in Stardom, and they were awesome together.
Well,
so.
You know what? Santana Garrett is great.
She is.
And very pretty. And she was a great guest.
Tan, too.
Yeah,
there's nothing
wrong
with that.
You review that Shine like you said you would about a week ago, you know, you'd get to see her defend her Shine championship. And also, would this make her eligible for the Observer Hall of Fame now?
Why are you asking me?
Why would that?
I don't know.
A win in Japan puts it over the top?
Well, you know, all the belts. I don't think so. Ed, direct all Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame questions to dave@WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to some of the text messages here. This person says, aren't we pulling a WCW when we look at the ratings for Raw after one night of Sheamus being world champion and us freaking out because the rating was so low? What does that mean, pulling a WCW? I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know. I think we're being too reactionary. I have no idea. The bigger problem is, it's that it's coming after a pay-per-view. You knew they had to do something. If you're a hardcore wrestling fan, I guess you're the ones who stayed in there because you knew something was going to have to give on this show. You had to see what direction they're going to go in. The average fan just went, okay, the Buffalo-New England game is close enough, and maybe Rex Ryan melts down or, you know, whatever, the you know, wherever those people went on Monday night, they went somewhere other than watching WWE. So that's the most disappointing part, was knowing that you probably, again, even if you're an average WWE fan, you know something's going to give because it's the night after a pay-per-view and you know the third hour has been slumping. So you still didn't stay. You still don't care. You still said, I'll watch Hulu tomorrow or I'll rewind the DVR tomorrow. I'm going to go find something else better to do. That's the most disappointing, scary part, is that, I mean, if it doesn't happen after a pay-per-view night, when's it going to happen? And yes, the football game was high. They're going to run into this all the time. But geez, you know,
here's one of the issues. One of the issues is that the first hour sucked, which means there was a huge number of people that decided they didn't even want to watch the first hour, the day after a pay-per-view. And then, on top of that, the people who did decide that they wanted to watch, they also quit. This is not good.
No, well, that's exactly. You said it very succinctly compared to me. But, yeah, they didn't even tune in. And you knew some stuff was going to happen. And they still didn't tune in. And that's
actually, I didn't know anything was going to happen. I never know if anything's going to happen because they never promote anything for the show. Well, it's a crapshoot.
That is true. That's true. But again, even coming after a pay per view, where you had some of these people had to have heard news happened.
Yeah, but
and
you
they
know
have
what?
To be going.
I predicted exactly what would happen. It's going to open with a boring 20-minute promo, which it did. Sheamus is going to be out there as part of the Authority, which he was. They're going to set up a couple of matches for TLC, which they did, and there's going to be a bunch of boring matches. I mean, it did not take a rocket scientist to know this was not going to be an exciting show. Sheamus is your champion, and everyone else is gone. What possibly could happen that could be exciting?
I don't know why no one else has beaten this over the head this year, but one of the most telling things all year long will be that Vince McMahon interview podcast with Stone Cold Steve Austin, where it said it all, and you got a bunch of people that are just writing to this man, and there needs to be... again, new eyeballs, new something, because, again, I know where they're trying to go with this, and they may even be successful in doing it. Well, they're trying to make Roman Reigns the big star by overcoming all of these odds, and him breaking out. I just feel as though it could have been accomplished a lot sooner, and we don't even know, and God knows if this even works. But even if it does work, you probably could have accomplished this a lot sooner by having him punch people in the face and being a guy who doesn't cry.
This person says, with all of the injuries and lack of star power in the main event, do you think there's any chance that WWE will sell out Mania and break that attendance record that they're striving for? How would they do it? Well, they're going to do it by doing it, because they've almost done it already. There are a ton of WrestleMania tickets that have already been sold. There aren't even a lot of tickets left. They will easily break their attendance record, their legit, actual, real-life attendance record. They will announce 100,000, and WrestleMania will be huge, like it is every year. It's the rest of the year I'm worried about, not WrestleMania.
To the ADR versus Sombra, by the way?
I doubt it. I mean, Sombra, here's the deal on Sombra. He signed with WWE. He's taking English lessons, one-on-one English lessons, 3 days a week. And from judging from the interview that he did recently, it does not appear that they are in any rush to come up with a character for him, to bring him up to the main roster. I don't think we're going to see him at Mania this year. We only have a moment here, but toll-free line, you're on the air.
It's Tony in Omaha.
Yes, Tony.
Just a comment. Just every Tuesday I get so pumped to see that the ratings are getting lower and lower. It's just showing us the audience of one mentality is dying a brutal death, and hopefully they get to make changes before affecting the bottom line.
Well, yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. The bottom line is fine right now. I mean, that's part of the reason. Usually when the ratings would come out like this, Vince would freak out, but he hasn't freaked out this time, which has actually got people kind of worried. They're sort of worried that he hasn't freaked out. And he's, I guess, looking at every other indicator. The network numbers are good. They're making a lot of money on their television deals. They're making a lot of money on merchandise. They opened up the WWE shop to mobile orders and literally virtually doubled them by doing that. They're selling a lot of money to their base. Their base is just smaller. So he ain't freaking out yet. We'll see how low it goes. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, everybody, and so we will not be live on Thursday. We will be back on Friday, as we are every Friday, and hopefully we'll have Dr. Lucha on the show because we have to talk to him about AAA announcing that they have canceled Guerra de Titanes, which is their big show that was coming up on the 4th of December, I believe. Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo for the AAA World Heavyweight title was scheduled to be the main event, and we don't know why, although there have been shows of late that they have claimed were canceled, but they were actually postponed. And so it's possible that Rey Mysterio will be maybe doing a Lucha Underground taping, and so he's unavailable that weekend, and so they are postponing the show. I don't know what's going on. That is obviously some speculation, but hopefully we'll know more on Friday. We'll try to get Dr. Lucha on the show and talk about that. But until then, as of right now, Guerra de Titanes canceled. to the studio line. You are on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Okay. There's a story that came out of Japan recently in the publication Battle Zone that was, quote, was saying that Awesome Kong was retiring due to back problems she was having over and over over the last couple of years. Have you heard anything about that?
That's the story, and as far as I know, it's true.
It's true. Well, I read somewhere that they said that she was denying it now.
I haven't seen the denial. Maybe it's not true.
I don't know about this Battle Zone publication. I just don't know how reputable it is. That's why I'm just questioning it.
Well, it may be that it is reputable, but something was lost in translation. That is also possible.
Exactly, because I don't read or speak Japanese, so I couldn't read exactly what was said. I just had to go through the translation, and I sure hope it does, that she doesn't retire. That'd be a big loss for Indies and TNA, for one thing.
Well, Jim, I'll try and find out. I don't know the answer right now, but I'll see what I can find out.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are open, everybody. You know the number, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Mick Foley was on Facebook the other day. Very, very upset about Raw on Monday night. And I guess the Survivor Series pay-per-view as well. He says, I am one of those people on the verge of becoming a former WWE fan. I'm tired of being told through Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views that WWE superstars I have rooted for, from Ziggler to Cesaro to Kevin Owens, aren't top stars, no matter how strongly crowd reaction seems to disagree. I'm tired of NXT stars getting their big break in WWE just to be treated like jokes. I don't know what this means for Santa this year on the tribute to the troops.
I guess you could have JBL play Santa.
Yeah, you could.
Be kind of evil, kind of like the Santa possibly in what was that, Christmas Story. I could see JBL being that type of Santa, but Mick vents a lot about WWE on social media, and
yes.
I don't know how serious he is about some of it. I think maybe he's spitballing and he's being reactionary as he's watching the show, and then maybe he thinks about it later and tweets something else out. I guess I don't know. I can see it not being something that he is enthralled or in love with, because most of us aren't. But yeah, again, it's at least he's out there doing it, I guess, and actually, you know, calling him out for it and at least putting his name to it, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. Otherwise, I guess if you get tired of hearing it, though, or you just aren't a big Mick Foley fan, it's just like, all right, Mick, shut up. Go back to writing books or go back to doing whatever it is you're doing, you know, stroking your huge beard in front of a fire or something like that. But just go on with it. So it's just a you know, result of social media. Everybody's got it and everybody's reaction can be put out there. And, you know, in only 140 characters, it's hard to get across something that everyone is going to really be able to sit down and comprehend, because, you know, it just doesn't allow for it. It's hard to explain yourself in such a brief manner.
Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air.
Hey, this is Chris from Tampa.
Chris, what's going on?
I had a couple questions about the rating crash. I haven't been able to listen yet, today, so I don't know if you talked about this, but they've panicked a lot before about lesser ratings woes than this. Do you know if internally if they're freaking out at this point, or what's the deal backstage with week after week of record low ratings?
Well, I talked a little bit about it, but I can expound on that. Vince is not freaking out, apparently, and I talked to people who are a little concerned that he's not concerned. I could tell you that there are a lot of people in WWE who are very frustrated. I have heard the term, this is no fun. I'm not having fun anymore. I've heard that a lot. There's a lot of people right now that are just going to work. They're going to work, and they're doing their job, and they're getting paid, And that's about it. But there is a lot of frustration. There's frustration all the way down the ladder, except for the guy at the very, very top, who apparently is fine. I'm sure he has it in his mind that, well, you know, it's football season. Football season, Cena's gone, he's going to be coming back. Brock is gone, he'll be coming back. We got a lot of guys coming back, and as soon as they come back, everything's going to be great again. I'm sure that's the idea that he's got in his mind. I'm sure he thinks that this has happened before. Obviously, these are historic low ratings, but hey, I'm sure he's telling himself that TV's down across the board. What are we worried about? So, no, Vince is not panicking. It's very intriguing, actually.
Yeah, that's interesting. I figure it would probably be, like you mentioned, if the morale is low, that might be the case, because you figure this is the only chance for somebody to get a shot, because, like you said, Cena's coming back, Brock's coming back, Royal Rumble's coming up, WrestleMania's coming up, so no one else is really going to get a chance. They're going to go to their consistent draws and into WrestleMania season, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. That's all I had today, so I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And hey, I want to mention, like I said earlier, when you're Vince McMahon and ratings are low, but you're getting your house show numbers and they're good, and the network is up, and a million people, well, not a million, but a lot of people bought WrestleMania tickets, and the show is going to be probably a fairly easy sellout for whatever they set it up to be. A lot of good things going on in WWE right now, business-wise, and if it were me, as a businessman, I would worry less about what's going on right now, and I would be trying to look a little bit further down the road. This ratings decline is, to me, it's very alarming. To him, it's not. And maybe at the end of the day, he's right. I would be trying to find some way. I wouldn't want to hotshot anything, but something's got to be done about the decline in the Raw numbers. And I know that people say, well, you know, Brian, they can't move back to 2 hours. They've got all of these deals. They've got all of these international commitments. All right, fine. Send your international partners a two-hour Raw and an hour of NXT. Or a two-hour Raw and an hour of Main Event. You know who also had international commitments? TNA for pay-per-views. They stopped doing pay-per-view, but guess what? They did taped pay-per-views, and they sent them out to fulfill those commitments. There are ways to fulfill your commitments without doing 3 full hours of first-run Raw. Something has got to be done about the length of this show, I think.
Well, and the 2 hours of SmackDown, too, and you add that in. I mean, one thing is he shouldn't panic because you've bottomed this thing out, and if it goes a little bit lower, I guess we shouldn't be surprised if that happens. But the only thing you can do now is try to steer it back. And I'm not in love with the story, but the story is now laid out with we're going to get this heel group. It's going to be roadblocks in front of Roman Reigns as Roman Reigns tries to ascend up and fight the machine and rage against the machine. And here we go. I hope that they don't panic too much and they don't freak out over the ratings, because if that's the case, then we'll get what happened with Kevin Owens and John Cena, which was Kevin Owens is selling a lot of merchandise, but we saw this downtick in John Cena's merchandise after he lost. We have got to get his win back quick. That was way too reactionary. It didn't make any sense. It didn't really help Kevin Owens, although the matches overall did. But we need to see him featured better. I know you love the storyline with Lana and Dolph Ziggler. It sucked for Rusev long term. I mean, he got to, he's the one who carried the whole thing. It died. Now we hopefully get to see Rusev, hopefully without any politics involved, get treated a little bit better. Wade Barrett, same way. Look, the one thing about Wade Barrett is here's the one thing that you have, even though it's fake and made up and he's looked like crap. And even he's pointed out the fact that he's been a loser ever since he became King Barrett. He's still a guy where if you can resell things, much like he did with Hardcore Holly and Brock Lesnar, much like he did with a lot of guys in Brock Lesnar, this guy's a threat to punch you in the face and break it. He could actually get into a fist fight with Brock Lesnar. Maybe you don't think he'd win, but at least when you look at the rest of the roster, he's got a lot better chance than Xavier Woods does, doesn't he? So, there is some rehabbing and some good things that could come out of all of this. Hopefully they do. Hopefully they take their time and do it. It's just they have to prove that they can, because they haven't been doing that, nor have they been putting on, in general, entertaining programming for 1 hour, let alone 5 first-run hours a week, or 6 if you include Main Event.
Danny here says, what do you think of a Christian Tyler Breeze WrestleMania match? Breeze is using his finisher. They're both from Canada, and a win over Christian could mean something. I think Christian's retired. He may have even mentioned that publicly, but I think the Christians...
I don't think it means enough. And I know you need to bring back guys. I mean, if you're going to do something like that with a Tyler Breeze, I mean, make it Jericho or something like that. I mean, you need as much impact as you can get, I would assume, because I wouldn't bet that Tyler Breeze in a situation like that would be the one who loses. You know what I mean? Here, I got one. What shape is Rick the Model Martel in?
Hey, probably pretty good. Last time I saw him at Cauliflower Alley, he was in better shape than... most humans.
Do you remember when he came back on Nitro?
Yeah, he was awesome.
I mean, in the TV title mix, it was it was Perry Saturn and Booker T, I think it was. And it was just like, he looked unbelievable. And he just blew his knee out, so they ended up cutting everything short. But I mean, yeah, he really was fantastic.
Luigi here says, thanks for the honorable mention for my song on Brian and Vinny. Please tell everybody if you're a subscriber, the song contest is worth subscribing for. That's right. If you sign up today, you can hear the song contest on the Brian and Vinny show last night, which was unbelievable, especially the winners. And he also says, and someone has to tell me if this is true, did you see the CMLL bodybuilding show earlier today? It was literally sponsored by a Mexican steroid company. Is that true?
I don't know if that's who the sponsor was, but I know it took place.
That'd be something else. All right, we got an update on Kong. This person here says, Awesome Kong said that it was her last run in Japan. She would finish off her TNA dates, and then she would decide after that. So I guess that is the translation of that article. I'll try to find out more as well. She's been on the show before. She's a great guest. And this person says, I love the network and watch all of the pay-per-views, but I haven't watched Raw in months. If they can't get a hardcore fan like me to watch Raw, no wonder casual fans are turning out as well. I watch on-demand shows on the network and on Mondays. Oh, on Mondays I watch on-demand shows on the network instead of Raw. Hey, you're not the only one. I've said it for a long time. There are a lot of fans who are not watching Raw, but they are watching the network. Thank God they've got this network. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Back here for the final segment of the show, a couple of things. Our main man, Ryan in Cumberland, actually tweeted, and he noted that, in fact, it was a neck injury that took Rick Martel out of action, which is true. So, good job there, Ryan. Should mention that tonight, NXT, it is the long-awaited Bayley versus Eva Marie match. What could be more exciting than that? And I've been told that despite reports, this match did not suck. And Mike has also sent us the tagline for the bodybuilding contest in CMLL. Omega Lab Limited is a pharmaceutical group specializing in the research and development, manufacture, and marketing of anabolics and esteroids for athletes. How about that? I want to mention quickly before we go off the air, it is Black Friday already here for WrestlingObserver.com. A full month of unlimited access. Everything that we ever talk about when we plug the website here on the show. 7,000 radio shows, 20 new shows a week. Podcast them with your favorite podcasting app. I use Downcast and it's awesome. All of the Wrestling Observer newsletters and back issues, Figure Four Weekly. Unlimited access one entire month. $3.99. Head up to WrestlingObserver.com and sign up. Last year, some like 80% of the people that signed up for the special stuck around because it's great. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. It is our Black Friday special. We will have a replay on Thanksgiving, but we'll be back again live on Friday. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. You can hear us free on TuneIn Radio. All of the other affiliates, you can find out more at sportsbyline.com. Check out WrestlingObserver.com for the special. And thanks everybody at Byline, Mike as always, all of you the listeners. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.